Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. First, though, I'd like to pass along a tip to the many golfers who listen to Lum and Abner. That covers quite a few of you, I know. Well, briefly, the tip is this. Take along a flask of Horlicks malted milk tablets the next time you play. They'll certainly come in handy. We all managed to work up a pretty good appetite out there on the course, and a couple of Horlicks tablets dissolved in the mouth are the best things I know of for satisfying hunger. What's more, they tend to freshen you up, just as a drink of Horlicks will. If you're planning a game this weekend, take along a flask of Horlicks and try out this suggestion. You'll find several other uses for the tablets, too. You can get them, you know, in either natural or chocolate flavor at your favorite druggist. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Lum has been trying to devise some scheme to win Evelina back, even though invitations have been sent out for her approaching marriage with Frank Foster. Well, yesterday, upon learning of a surprise party to be given in their honor at the home of Dick Huddleston last night, Lum talked Abner into making a fake attempt to kidnap Evelina, thereby affording him an opportunity to rescue her and make himself a hero in her eyes. Well, we've not heard the outcome of the scheme, but, well, as we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Lum down at the Jot'em Down store talking over the telephone. Listen.
Hello. Elizabeth? Why, this here's Lum. Yes, Mom. How's Abner feeling this morning? Uh-huh. Well, I've always heard if you'd take and put a piece of fresh meat on your eye, that way it'd take the swelling out. You have. Well, just leave that on. That ought to help it. Oh, he is. Well, good. I'm proud he's coming over. I want to talk to him. All right, Elizabeth. Thank you, Mom.
Did I hear you asking her how Abner was?
Yeah, she says that one of his eyes is all swollen.
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, ain't you heard about the fight last night?
I know. Who's Abner been fighting with?
Oh, him and Frank Foster had a big fight over there at Dick Huddleston's party last night. Frank liked to beat the daylights out of him.
Of course he would. I'd allow Abner to have more sense than to pick a fight with a feller like that.
Well, Abner never jumped on him. Frank jumped on Abner.
Well, a big bully. The very idea of him picking on a little feller like Abner.
Well, you can't much blame Frank over it. You see, the way it happened, don't say nothing to nobody about this now.
Oh, no. Don't nobody know about it?
Well, they don't know what started it. See, me and Abner were sitting down here yesterday evening trying to study up some way I can make a hero out of myself so as Evelina would fall back in love with me. So when we found out about that party Dick's woman was given for her and Frank, why, we decided to have Abner tie a handkerchief around his face and come over there and throw a couple of guns on everybody and make out like he's going to kidnap Evelina.
Well, for the land's sake.
Then I was going to rush up and take the guns away from him and run him off. Evelina'd think I was a hero for saving her life and fall back in love with me and not marry Frank.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good idea, all right.
Yeah, it sounds good. The only trouble was, when Abner made out like he was going to kidnap Evelina, why, Frank hauled off and knocked him down and jumped on him like to beat the daylights out of him before we could pull him off.
Well, I do know.
Abner never come to till after we carried him clean home. I never seen a feller get as mad in my life as that Frank did. Just over a little something like that, too.
Frank never knowed it was Abner at the time, huh?
Oh, no, no. He thought it was a sure enough holdup. Women folks were screaming and taking on. Everybody was scared to death.
You were the only one that knowed who it was, huh?
Well, just to be right honest, I never knowed for sure it was him myself. You see, he had took and put a bunch of false whiskers on his face that I never knowed nothing about, and I didn't know it was him until I'd got clean out in the kitchen. I heard him hollering for me, and I went back.
Now, what was you doing running for the kitchen if you thought Evelina was about to be kidnapped?
Well, I figured he might try to get out the back way there, and I was going to be back there to try to head him off.
Well, did they all think Abner sure enough aimed to kidnap Evelina?
Oh, no. After it's all over and we'd carried Abner home, I got up and told them it was just a little prank Abner was pulling on Frank and Evelina to have a little fun out of them. I told them that Abner explained it all to me after he come to.
I reckon Frank felt bad about it after he found out it was just a joke.
Wait a minute. Here comes Dick Ellison. Don't let on to him now that I know anything about it at all. I don't want him to know I had a thing to do with it.
No, I won't say nothing. I don't blame you, though, since it never worked out so well.
Well, Abner's the one that got things mixed up by putting on that disguise to where I never know who it was. Wait a minute. Now, howdy, Dick. Howdy.
Well, morning, love. Howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy, Richard.
How's Abner this morning? Have you heard from him?
Yeah, I called up his place a while ago, and his woman said he's feeling all right, sort of bruised up a little. Got one eye all swole up.
Yeah, well, I hated that mighty bad it had that happen over at my place that way. I never dreamed it was Abner till after Frank pulled those whiskers off of him. I was lined up there against the wall with everybody else.
Well, he sure had everybody fooled, all right. Yeah. He ought to make an actor out of himself.
Well, he should have let some of the rest of us in on his joke. He could have kept Frank from jumping on him that way.
Why, sure. There's where he made his mistake, right there.
Well, it wasn't right funny after it's all over with.
He was funny to everybody but Abner. I don't think he enjoyed it very much.
Why didn't you and Aunt Charity come over, Grandpap? We was looking for you.
Well, we did aim to, Richard. Aim to come, but directly after we cooked the next supper, our daughter and her man drove over from Crystal Hill. They've got a new automobile.
Yeah.
They stayed till late, so we just couldn't get away. I'd love to have been there.
Yeah, we had a nice time. Nice fresh mint. That's about as good a chocolate cake as I ever had.
Yeah, well, I was just sorry that Abner's joke didn't turn out so well. Some of them was mad at Frank for jumping on him that way, and just sort of put a damper on things.
Well, Frank ought to know who he's jumping on, go around hitting folks that way.
Well, I don't blame Frank, Olam. He was just trying to protect Evelina. Can't help but admire him for that, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't admire him for nothing he done. It's a good thing it weren't me he hit that way. There would have been trouble showing up.
Well, I'm just sorry it all happened. I wanted to see Abner and tell him I feel bad about it.
Well, I think he'd be down here directly. His woman said he was fixing to leave when I was talking to her just now.
Yeah, well, I've got to get on back over the store, Lum. I just locked it up and left. Tell Abner to come over when he gets time. I'd like to talk to him.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Dave.
Well, I'll see you fellas later, then.
Yeah, come over and loaf with us. I want to show you the plans we've got drawn up for remodeling our store.
Yeah, I want to see him, Lum. I'll be over the first chance of
this. Yeah.
Well, Lum, if you're going to be here for a little spell, I'll take that batch of groceries on over to the Widder Abernathy.
Yeah, go ahead, Grandpap. I'll stay here.
I ain't finished filling the order yet. Some stuff she wanted here we ain't got. We're clean out of bacon powders.
Well, I better put that down on the list, then. I've got to order some stuff next time Gulf's drummer's out here. Needing some stick blueing and vinegar. Have you called for vinegar now that their garden sashes started coming in?
Yeah, Uncle Henry Lunsford called for it yesterday. Better get some lamp wicks, too. Abner used the last one we had to put in his hat band to make his hat fit him. You know, when he got that haircut the other day.
Well, we'll go over the stock and make out a list for what all we need. Some of the stuff we're out of, we can just substitute. Like, wait a minute. Here comes Abner. Yeah, Dick ought to wait.
Yeah? Well, he don't feel pretty good. You can tell the way he's poking along there.
Yeah, I hope he don't think that's my fault the way things turned out last night. Can't help but feel a little bad about it, only kind of it being my idea to start with.
Well, Dick never seemed suspicion that you had anything to do with it, Mom.
No, nobody never asked me, and of course I never said whose idea it was to start with. Well, howdy, Abner. How you feeling?
Don't speak to me. I don't want to have a thing to do with you.
Well, now, here, don't start blaming me for what happened last night. It was your own fault.
My fault?
Why, sure it was.
Well, I'd like to know how you figure that. You the one that put me up to it.
Well, yeah, it was my idea for you to go in there and make out like you was going to kidnap Evelina, but I never knowed you was going to put on them whiskers and all that stuff to where I wouldn't know you.
Pretty bad-looking eye there, Abner. Black as a hat. Yeah, this big lummox here stood there and let Frank Forster jump on me and beat me half to death.
Well, Abner, I told you I never knowed for sure it was you. I wasn't going to jump out there and start no fight with a sure-enough robber and him with two guns in his hand.
Well, that's what Frank done.
Yeah, I know it. Folks was bragging on him how brave he was.
Well, that's the last time I ever try to help you. Next time you want to try to make a hero out of yourself, you can get somebody else to help you.
Well, I'm the one that ought to be mad. You were supposed to be over there to make a hero out of me, and you made one out of Frank Foster instead. I'm worse off now than I was before it happened. I ought to have known you couldn't do nothing right. Leave it to you to get things mixed up.
Well, I done it just like you told me to.
I never told you to put all them whiskers on yourself to where I wouldn't know you.
Well, I couldn't go over there looking like I do ordinary. Everybody knowed it was me when I walked in the door there.
Well, why didn't you tell me you was going to put them on?
Well, I never thought nothing about it till I got over to the place last night.
See, that's our ring, Lum. Want me to answer?
Take easy.
Yeah, go ahead, Grandpap.
Try to blame it on him.
That blame disgusted. I don't want to talk to nobody. Have a good idea and have her get things messed up to where I never will have a chance with Evelyn or them. I never knowed you to do nothing right, Abner.
Well, I told you don't lay it on to me.
You done them down store.
It wasn't my fault.
Yes, Ma.
It's kind of shifted
yes,
off.
Yes, Mommy, just now come in. All right, hold the receiver. Here, Abner, some woman wants to speak to you.
Some woman?
Well, she never said who it was.
Here. Hello? Yes, Mom? Why, tolerably well, thank you. Uh-huh. Well, now, that's all right. It weren't your fault. I ain't blaming you a bit. You did? Well, if you'd like to do anything to help patch things up, well, let me know. Oh, you don't? Well, no, I'll be all right. Yeah. Well, that's all right. Thank you. Goodbye. Poor little thing. Poor little thing. I sure hate to
hear what's the matter? Who was it?
My Evelina.
Evelina?
Yeah, I just feel downright mean about what I did, Mom. She said that she bawled Frank out for beating me up last night, and they got in a big argument, had a fuss, and called the wedding off, and ain't going to get married now.
Well, for goodness sake, Abner, I knowed I could depend on you. You saved the day for me. That's what you did. Granted, it worked out better than I had it planned to start with. Abner, you're a genius. And Evelina ain't going to marry Frank after all. I'm going to call her.
Well, it looks like the scheme worked fine for everybody, except Abner. And now I'm going to take you down for a visit to the Judson home in Cincinnati. Dick and Grace Judson are entertaining the folks from next door. Sounds like a bridge game. Listen.
And the last three are ours.
Well, they certainly had everything that time, Ann.
So what do you mean, everything? That last play of mine.
Never mind him, Grace. He always says that. Whose deal is it?
Jim's deal, I think. Hey, Jim. Hey,
it's nobody's deal. We're going to have supper
now. Oh, come on, Grace. Let's finish the rubber first. Supper will spoil the game.
No, it won't. I can make it in a couple of minutes.
A couple of minutes? I don't believe it. Come on, Ann. Use your influence.
Oh, not me. I'm hungry.
It won't take a minute, Dick, really. The sandwiches are made and Horlicks only takes a few seconds.
Horlicks? Well, that's different. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Well, quite a change all of a sudden. You seem to like Horlicks, Dick.
Like it? I'll say I do. I can always use a glass of Horlicks.
Oh, that's the one thing he never tires of, Ann. I don't know what I'd do without it. Don't you ever serve Horlicks?
Well, we give it to the youngsters, of course. But for late supper, well, I guess I never thought of that. I'll have to try it sometime. You know Horlicks.
Now, listen, you two. How about that supper? I thought we decided...
All right. Come on, Ann. He won't be quiet until we get it. Clear the table, Dick, and get Jim in. We won't be long.
And that, folks, is the way that many hostesses are solving refreshment problems. They simply serve Horlicks malted milk. Try it for your own guests. You can get Horlicks from your druggist in either natural or chocolate flavor.